WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back. Hour number two of the program here on Friday morning. And again, we'll take your calls at 508-996-0500. App chat open on the WBSM app. Open line voicemails open on the WBSM app. And I saw something. Somebody sent this to me on Facebook and said, this is an example of why it's hard for people to find a place to live. That many of the homeless folks who would want to be off the street can't be off the street because they can't afford to be off the street. And I'm not gonna get into the specifics about where this is, but it's in Brockton. And it's a third floor apartment, three bedrooms, one bathroom, $2,650 a month. $2,650 a month for a three-bedroom, one-bathroom apartment on the third floor. No pets allowed, by the way. You can't even have a cat for $2,650 a month. And in order to move in, first, last, and broker's fee to move in. So you're looking at over $8,000 plus whatever the broker's fee is to move in. And then within a month, you've got to come up with another $2,650. That's why it's so difficult for people, for families, to be able to find a place to live because of those prices. And that's why people like Council President Shane Burgo would be interested in seeing rent stabilization, where they say there's, you know, some parameters to what a rent should be, and there's some parameters into how much it can go up year to year. And I know that, you know, In a capitalist society, rents will be whatever the market will bear. But the more that people can't afford to get into these places and they sit empty, landlords will have to reduce their rents and say, okay, maybe I'm asking too much. The problem is people find a way around it. So now what they'll do is they'll say, okay, well, I can't afford that, but if I have my aunt and uncle and two of my cousins also move in, we can all pool our money together and afford it. Now you've got too many people living in an apartment. Then you've got nine people living in a three-bedroom. So that's just an example of why these rents have gotten to the point where things like rent stabilization are brought up. I want to get back into the discussion about, you know, should you be voting out the counselors that voted for Shane Burgo as council president just based on that? Because I think that's a ludicrous idea. Why would you get rid of the people who you know are fundamentally opposed to the policies that he suggests? Who do you think on the council would be in lockstep with all of the ideas of Shane Burgo If that's what you're worried about, which, by the way, is also a Burgo boogeyman. He's not going to be able to enact these things. But if that is what you're worried about, or if that's what you want to punish someone for, and a vote should never be a punishment. A vote should be whether or not you think the person is fit to do the job. Ward 1 counselors have elected Linda Morad, and then at large count, across the city, people have elected Linda Morad for decades because they're happy with the job that she has done for them. So all of a sudden now, because she voted for Shane Burgo as council president, those people should say, well, you know what? Never mind. Now, there's something to be said for if you feel like she's been there long enough, if you feel like Brian Gomes has been there long enough, if you want to see new blood, you know, fresh ideas, fresh voices, there's something to be said for that, for somebody who's been there for a long time. But you're going to throw away decades of both of those counselors' great work that people have supported overwhelmingly because of who they voted to run the meetings? Just doesn't make any sense. It makes all the sense in the world for Chris McCarthy to say it on the radio because he's in shock by the fact that these people who he thought would have been opposed to those types of ideas would vote for Shane Burgo for council president. So, yeah, it makes sense for him to say it. But it shouldn't make sense for you to actually consider it. I don't know that any counselor that's on the council would go along with every single one of Council President Burgo's ideas, should he have been trying to enact them, which he won't be. Maybe Ryan Pereira, you would say, might vote along with him on these ideas just because they've seemed to have formed an alliance. Maybe Maria Giesta on some of these socially liberal issues. But do you think Linda Morad's going to vote for rent stabilization? Do you think Linda Morad's going to vote for a tent city? Do you think Brian Gomes is going to vote for a tent city? Do you think Brian Gomes is going to try to defund the police? If you're going to vote them out because you were told to do it, it just shows that you don't know anything about these counselors and what they stand for and the work that they've done over the years. And that's both the great thing about America and the concerning thing about America, is that when two people walk into a voting booth, the person who has paid no attention to the election, no attention to the job that gets done, doesn't know anything about what the council's role is, or who these people are, whose names are on the paper, when they circle a name, it carries just as much weight as the person who has been at every meeting and followed city politics for 50 years and knows all the people personally and is fully invested in what goes on. I mean, when you think about it, there's a lot of other things that you wouldn't want to have a democratic process to. I wouldn't want to have a democratic process to anybody can go and conduct brain surgery. No, I want the person that's actually studied it and done it before. Anybody can go and play baseball at Fenway Park for the Red Sox. I kind of want the people who are, you know, actual athletes, actual baseball players to do that. But that's, again, the good thing and the concerning thing about voting in America is that they all count the same. So when you are a good informed voter, as most of our listening audience is, your vote matters just as much as the person that calls in that says, I don't know anything about this, but I'm going to go vote for this person. Okay. But don't judge the entirety of somebody's performance on the council based on who they voted for to run the meetings. One of the things I also brought up earlier was, and Chris was talking about this yesterday, the way that we learned, he and I, our generation, and probably generations before ours, and maybe even a generation or two after, about things like fire safety, as we had another big fire in Fall River this morning on Joe Street, but apparently it's out now and everybody's safe. Somebody was injured, but they're going to be okay. But as we're having all of these fires, not just the wildfires that are happening in Los Angeles, but we've had a number of significant fires here in Massachusetts over the last couple of weeks. And the way that we learned about fire safety was through programs in school, conversations at home. You know, when you went to school and you talked about fire safety, they told you, make sure you have a plan at home with your family about what to do in case of a fire. And I remember going home and having that conversation with my parents. You know, should we have ladders on our second floor windows? You know, those rope ladders you can throw out the window if there's a fire. And I remember having the conversation with my dad about, If you can't get out of your room, you should be able to jump out of the window. And here's where you want to jump. You know, here's how you want to land. Here's jump on this and then jump on that, and then you'll be able to jump down easily. They wouldn't let me do a test run, though. But there was all kinds of programs and safety lectures and presentations that we got in those days. Obviously, things are different now with MCAS and the way that they have to maximize the classroom hours, but we had all kinds of safety presentations about power lines, about fire, about electricity in general. I remember when the DARE program would come in and they would bring in the big board with all the different types of drugs there, and you could actually see what the drugs look like. But we also had PSAs on TV. We had these commercials on television that would show us or share with us these safety tips or environmental concerns or try to encourage us to be good citizens. And where do kids of this generation see those things? They don't. Maybe it's a skippable video at the beginning of a YouTube clip before they watch that they just don't pay attention to. But ours had catchy songs. They had the characters that we knew from our favorite TV shows. You know, when they were trying to get kids to sign up for Tiger Cubs, they used the Great Space Coaster. And that commercial ran, that PSA ran long after the Great Space Coaster was a thing. So, you know, my siblings all knew the characters from the commercial but had no idea about the show. We had, Alf doing commercials for the environment. We had DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince performing a rap song about clean water. What do kids these days have? Memes that they don't pay attention to? Like, I don't know how they spread the word of safety. They still can get into classrooms when they get the chance, but it's not the same as when we were kids. I mean, when I was in second, third, fourth grade, we spent an inordinate amount of time watching PBS in the classroom. Can't imagine that that happens today. We watched Reading Rainbow, Square One TV, 3-2-1 Contact. I can't imagine that they do that today. And then that's not to mention the days that we just watched a movie. You know what? We're just going to watch The Goonies today. So I just don't know how kids get those messages hammered home like we did. Things that we've never forgotten. Things that still stand out in our minds. I mentioned Louis the Lightning Bug. You got to play it safe around the power lines. I'll always think of that song. But how are we training the younger generation to be safe around these things? I don't know. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app, which of course is brought to you by South Coast Towing. All the great features that we have on the app, including the ability to hear our live stream and our podcasts. So if you missed my conversation yesterday with Lee Rocker of the Stray Cats, you can check that out. If you missed my conversation on Wednesday with the Long Island medium Teresa Caputo, you can hear that. And of course, all the important discussions that we've had with local politicians and leaders, and the mayor's appearance every week with Chris. Everything. It's all there for you on the WBSM app. All right, we're going to take a break here, though. We'll be back in just a few moments. Just go ahead and run this. Diamonds in his pockets. And that's a grip now. This one, city wants to buy you rockets. Ain't an exit man. By the way, the Spin Doctors are one of the groups that's going to be performing this year at Boston Calling. They announced the lineup. We had the story at WBSM.com and on the app, but on the third day, on Sunday of Boston Calling this year, the Spin Doctors will be one of the acts performing. And I don't know if I'm going to Boston Calling yet, but if I do, I'll definitely be there to see the Spin Doctors. One of my favorites from back in the 90s. And, you know, it's no spin when I tell you that South Dartmouth's Heritage Feed and Grain Store is still alive. Formerly Marvin Grain, it's now known as M&M Hay and Feed, and it continues the tradition of a true mom-and-pop store. Pet supplies, pellets, grain by the pound, seed, fertilizer, meat chickens, laying hens, even turkeys, it's all there. So you can trust your backyard, farm, or garden to M&M Hay and Feed and the experts who work there. But what's interesting about M&M Hay and Feed, you know, we're talking about them being a true mom and pop store. That's, they still have that same old school experience and service. So if, you know, getting a 50 pound bag or a couple of 100 pounds of pellets, if that's all too much for you to be able to do in your vehicle, to be able to lift, they deliver to farms and homes across southeastern Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Martha's Vineyard. So M&M Hay and Feed saves you time and money. So you can stop by the store at 31 Cove Road in Dartmouth, or you can just give them a call, order what you need, and they will deliver it to your backyard, farm, or garden. So what are you waiting for? You should be doing all your business. Don't worry about the big box store where it's impersonal service and they don't have everything that you need and they only have the brands that they want to carry. No, go to M&M Hay and Feed and experience the difference of a true mom and pop store. 31 Cove Road in Dartmouth and a proud authorized dealer of Pool and Grain. All right, it's time now to go into the newsroom and get all of the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Fires rage on in Southern California, leaving overwhelming destruction. Donald Trump set for sentencing in his hush money case. And one woman's financial dream come true, for real.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A new fire erupted Thursday in California's San Fernando Valley, forcing evacuations as firefighters battle a series of devastating wildfires across Los Angeles County. The Eaton Fire near Pasadena has destroyed over 5,000 structures. Another blaze in Pacific Palisades has incinerated more than 5,300. And that brings the total number of structures lost to over 10,000. Dozens of blocks in these areas now reduced to rubble, with only the outlines of homes and chimneys remaining. A sharply divided Supreme Court on Thursday rejected President-elect Donald Trump's final bid to put his New York hush money case on hold, clearing the way for him to be sentenced for felony crimes days before he returns to the presidency. The court's 5-4 order allows Judge Juan Merchan to impose a sentence on Trump, who was convicted in what prosecutors called an attempt to cover up a $130,000 hush money payment to porn actor Stormy Daniels. Trump has denied any liaison with Daniels or any wrongdoing. Six people injured and the father of a man killed in the New Year's Eve truck attack in New Orleans have filed a lawsuit against the city and two contractors. The suit claims they failed to adequately protect revelers despite warnings and prior investments in safety measures. Plaintiffs allege that ongoing construction in part created a security gap exploited by the attacker. The lawsuit highlights the tragic consequences of the attack, including injuries, loss of life, and significant emotional distress. Actor Alec Baldwin has filed a civil lawsuit for malicious prosecution and civil rights violations in the fatal shooting of cinematographer on the set of the Western movie Rust. The lawsuit was filed Thursday at State District Court in Santa Fe, where a judge in July dismissed a charge of involuntary manslaughter against Baldwin in the death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. Baldwin also alleges defamation in the suit, saying prosecutors and investigators intentionally mishandled evidence as they pursued the case. A Wisconsin judge has ordered the release of Morgan Geiser, the woman who, as a 12-year-old, attempted to murder her classmate to please the fictional character Slender Man. Geiser has spent nearly 7 years in a mental health facility. Experts testify she's made significant progress and is no longer a threat to the public. The judge emphasized the importance of reintegrating her back into society for true rehabilitation. Geiser and her accomplice, Anissa Weyer, lured their classmate to a park in 2014 and stabbed her 19 times. Weyer was released from the facility in 2021. And a Maryland woman says she owes her $50,000 lottery win to a lucky dream. The woman dreamt of the winning number. The woman apparently dreamt of the winning numbers and decided to play them on a whim. She says she and her husband are still deciding how to spend their good fortune. Maybe that will come to her in a dream, too.
WBSM Sports.
Well, it was no bad dream. The Bruins really did lose to the Tampa Bay Lightning 4-1 last night. They are off to play the Florida Panthers on Saturday, though. And first up, Boston Celtics are home at TD Garden to play the Sacramento Kings. That's tonight at 7:30.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
It's Friday, mostly sunny skies to kick off your weekend here on the South Coast, and warmer than it's been, a high of 39 degrees today. On Saturday, though, lots of clouds, a risk of some light snowfall, especially at the coast, a high of 33. On Sunday, developing to partly cloudy skies, a high of 38 degrees. And starting your next week, Monday, partly cloudy with a high of 38. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
We're going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to dance and have some fun.
When we're done, satisfaction of what's to come. I couldn't ask for another. No, I couldn't ask for another. Your groove, I do deeply dig. No walls, only the bridge. My supper. dish, my succotash wish.
Sing it, baby.
I couldn't ask for another.
We need more slide whistle in today's music. That's what's missing. That's why when I say, oh, music was so much better in the 90s, that's the missing ingredient. Slide whistle. More slide whistle. Well, and maybe, you know, maybe bring back grunge. I'm actually wearing flannel today. So although it's a little bit nicer of a flannel shirt, it's a Ralph Lauren polo flannel. Thanks, Savers. But it's a little fancier than what I would have worn in the 90s. And I've buttoned it up instead of having it over like a band t-shirt. But on the weekend, maybe I'll look a little bit different. 508-996-0500. Talking about the past. Talking about previous generations. Talking about things that are outdated or things that confuse us as we get older. Well, one of those things scammers are taking advantage of. There's a scam going around, and a lot of the local law enforcement have warned people about it. A lot of people have been posting about it on social media. And we actually had somebody who works here who received what it is. It's a text message that gets sent to your phone that claims that it's from the Easy Drive Mass ticketing system. It'll tell you that your vehicle has a certain amount. And, you know, this employee here got $6.99. was the amount. $6.99 was the amount they were told. And outstanding tolls. To avoid high late fees on your bill, pay it in full by January 9th, and then it gives you a link to click to make your payment. And we have been warned by both law enforcement and the Massachusetts Department of Transportation, who put out a press release about this, that this is not legitimate. Do not open links in text messages which request payment. This is what MassDOT sent. So the MassDOT is once again reminding customers to be mindful of text message-based scams known as smishing. The scammers are claiming to represent the tolling agency and requesting payment for unpaid tolls. MassDOT urges customers to be cautious about email, text, and phone scams demanding payment of outstanding toll balances. Some attempts have been made to trick customers into sharing credit card numbers and other sensitive information by directing them to a website to pay their outstanding balances. MassDOT strongly encourages customers not to click on the link contained in those messages. Easy Drive Mass will never request payment by text, and all links associated with Easy Drive Mass will include www.easydrivema.com. So if you think that you've been a victim of this, you should file a complaint with the IC3 and alert the FBI and local law enforcement. So this is smishing is what it's called. Now, I think a lot of us, you know, we sign up for text alerts on things without even realizing that we do. And so it makes sense. Oh, yeah, the MassDOT's tolling system, yeah, I could see why they would send me a text message, sure. And then you get this text, you click on the link, it looks official, so you put all your information in, and then, oh, whoops, nope, that's not actually MassDOT collecting that money. Because they're not going to send you a text message asking you to send payment. And if you think that you may owe these fines, it's really easy to find out if you do. You can just call MassDOT. You can go down to the RMV and have them check to see if there's any outstanding fines on your against your license or registration renewal. It's not something they're going to text you about and ask you to send them payment via a link in a text message. And also, it's not that big of a late fine, even if it was true. So don't panic when you get it. If you get that and you panic, don't think, oh my God, I got to log in right away. Take some time to verify. Well, know that if it came to you in a text message, it's not true. We actually will get emails here in our work email sometimes. Not so much since they've added some extra security, but we used to get these emails that claim to be from the Massachusetts RMV about a problem with people's licenses and a fee that they had to pay. And people would send it to me and be like, is this legitimate? And I would say, well, when did you give your work email address to the RMV? Do you ever remember filling out a form where you said, you contact me at my work email address? No, right? You use the personal email address. So they wouldn't have, the RMV doesn't have this email address. So why would they be reaching out to you through it? Oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Right. It's not so much that people aren't savvy and smart. It's just that they count on you panicking. The sense of urgency they send it with is what makes people fall into the trap, because they're trying to evoke that emotion of panic out of you so that you click on the link and, oh, it's only $6.99. I'm just going to take care of that right now. It's not a big deal. But then now they have your credit card or your debit card information, and $6.99 turns into all of your money. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Oh, Tim, I am so glad to hear you speak about this subject, because I got this text message 2 days ago, and like you said, to pay on the 9th, $6.99, which I thought was so odd. For one reason, that number was odd, and I don't drive anywhere. I haven't been driving long distance in quite a while, so I haven't been near any tolls. And the RMV would definitely contact you through the mail. They wouldn't contact you through text messaging. So I texted my daughter about it. She says, Mom, that's really strange. I said, well, I didn't open it up. I said, I actually reported it as spam. Well, as I'm listening to you this morning, getting ready for work, 7:30 in the morning, I get a text message alert. I open it up, and it's the same scam for $6.99. And now they're making the message a little bit more urgent with exclamations after it, and that you need to do this by January 10th. So I just reported a spam, and I don't have a section where I can actually delete the number, you know, like, I mean, block the number, because I do want other things. Like if it's a number I don't know and I don't want to keep hearing from them, I can just block it. But, yeah, I'm so glad you mentioned this, because I'm like, this is crazy. I've never received any text messages about paying a late fee on a toll.
And could you ever imagine the RMV or MassDOT sending you a text in which they actually even use an exclamation point? That's not something that a professional agency does.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. Absolutely. I was like, this is crazy. And I'm very cynical to begin with. I'm a very cynical person about many, many things. So I don't just grab onto everything I hear and believe it. That's not the way I am. I question everything. And I analyze everything. So for me to open that up and just, oh, yeah, click on it and all. No, I would never even think of doing that. And I know I haven't. I got my license plate stolen from my car when I got outside one time in October. It was just ripped off. And in a way, it was kind of a godsend, because my plates were really faded. I had them for 15 years, and I really need to get down to the RMV, and I was just procrastinating, because I didn't want to get pulled over by the police, you know, and say, oh, well, you know, we can't read your numbers there, your letters, because they're like faded. You can barely see the red now. So in a way, it was a godsend, because then I had to go to my insurance company, go to the RMV, go to the police department, file, you know, a report with them, and then have my mechanic put my plates on for me. And it all ran so smoothly and everything. It was like a piece of cake. And I only paid like $20. Because I had gone through half the year of my registration, you know, that I had already had the old plates. But the old plate that was taken off was null and void when I went to the Registry of Motor Vehicles and got my new registration and plates.
So, I mean, that my whole thing is, you know, I don't have the transponder. I never went and got one. So I get mail from the Easy Drive system, whatever it's called there, that lets me know when I have a toll. And then I can just pay that and send in the payment for it. So I know that they contact you by mail. But think of all the people that don't ever see what that mail looks like because maybe they have a transponder or maybe they don't go through toll areas enough and they're like, well, where did I go? Maybe I did. And so it's, you know, people like yourself that are savvy, you know, they don't mind losing you because there's a lot of people out there who aren't savvy who just went and clicked on that link and made the payment.
As they say, there's a sucker born every minute and it's too bad. Even my boyfriend that passed away years ago, whom I actually talked to Stephanie about, and we had a great session. He used to just jump on everything. And I'd be like, Gail, this is ridiculous. Why are you doing this? And one time, on his phone, they had my name, and they wanted to speak to me because there was somebody out in Nevada who said I won this great big cash reward prize. So, and I said, Gail, how did they get my phone number to begin with? What did you do? So I got on the phone, and I said, listen, I said, nothing's for free in this world. Absolutely nothing. There's always a catch to all these things. I said, I don't believe in anything you're saying, and I don't want to hear from you ever again. Goodbye. And the person who was talking was, he had an accent like he was from Mexico or something.
Yeah,
Spanish-speaking.
If they don't get you with that, they'll find another way to try to get you, or they'll just move on to somebody else. But if we're all savvy about it together, we can shut them all down. I got to hold you there, though. I got to take a break here.
So I'm so glad you talked about this. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right, you have a nice weekend.
And have a great day. You too now. Bye.
And so don't click on the links that come in those text messages. That's for sure. And if you do get them, you know, just if you can put them on block, put them on block, because it's not the actual RMV. It's not the actual Massachusetts Department of Transportation. All right, I got to take this break. We'll be back in a few moments. 508-996-0500. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim. How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
Good. Very well. Thank you. Hey, Pokemoto, you were just talking about. Do you, by any chance, know if they have a printed menu you could pick up from the store?
They do. Yeah. I actually grabbed one when I was in there. They have it online, too, but they have a printed one, too.
Oh. Yeah, I just had knee surgery, so I wanted somebody to stop by and pick one up for me so they can check it out because I can't walk in there. All right, great. That's all I wanted to ask you, buddy. Thank you for bringing all this stuff up for us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, buddy.
And we're gonna have the owner, one of the co-owners of Pokemoto, Kyle, is going to be joining us coming up after the news. And we'll talk about Pokemoto and what you can find there on the menu. And we'll also talk about why they wanted to bring Hawaiian cuisine to the South Coast. And then at 9 a.m., we have a special Seize the Deal going on sale. $20 in certificates to Pokemoto for just $10. And those are e-vouchers. So you're going to get them sent to you immediately. You'll be able to use them today. But that goes on sale at 9 a.m. at seizethedeal.com. And, of course, you can always get great deals at seizethedeal.com. And we like to save you money because we know you like to go out to eat at different places. And you like to save money. And we want to help you do that. So we can do that at seizethedeal.com. Remember, if you go there and you don't see local deals, just click the button at the top, the location button, and change it to New Bedford. Some people's computers don't default for New Bedford automatically because their IP address shows them as being somewhere else. But you'll see all the great New Bedford deals, including Pokemoto, going on sale at 9 a.m., the hot new place in Dartmouth, serving up Hawaiian cuisine like poke bowls, musubi, boba tea, and so much more. All right, I got to take one final break here before the end of the hour. We'll be right back.
Days go by, I'm hypnotized. I'm one.
Sonny might have come home, but you could also take the sun and use it to power your home if you go solar with Isaacson Solar, because they will come to your home and put on solar panels in a way that won't ruin the aesthetic of your home, in a way that will fit with the, whether it's historic. And you should take a look at their Facebook page. They've done a great job with historic homes incorporating solar panels, or whether it's something they put on your property elsewhere, or maybe they build the solar pavilion or a carport that can collect that solar energy while also offering you other functions like protecting your car or giving you some shade in the yard. Whatever it is that you decide to do, what'll happen is you'll start utilizing that solar energy, and eventually the power company will be paying you. Right? Is that true? That's what we hear. Well, ask Isaacson Solar. Go to their website, isaacsonsolar.com, set up an appointment, have them come out, sit down and give you honest, straightforward answers to all your questions, and then they'll tell you exactly what you can expect. But also, what you can do too is you can get free solar panels on your roof, which means you'd be winning over $100,000 or much more in free electricity over the next 25 years. How do you win? Well, go to isaacsonsolar.com and sign up now and until January 31st, and they'll be drawing the grand prize winner after that. So you want to get over to isaacsonsolar.com right now and enter, and you could be winning a free solar system.